Do you want to get your core into better shape? Do you know that having a strong core is important for everything we do and to prevent injuries? It's literally at the core of our body. So as we're making movements with our arms and our legs, it's important that we have a strong core. So today I'm going to be breaking down some myths and I'm going to be going over some things you need to focus on when you are working on training your core. And before we get started, I want to tell you guys about my flash sale that I'm having to celebrate my 100th episode of this podcast. Literally, I started this podcast about a year ago, and I had no idea how many people this podcast would reach. It really took off beyond what I could imagine, and I'm just so grateful to have this platform to really share with people about how to get healthy in a sustainable way. Whether you guys work with me or not, I love hearing from you guys and how you have benefited from this podcast. So for this sale, if you sign up for a free call with me by April 5th, there's going to be a link in the description. Then you're going to be able to save 30% off of 3 months of my personal training or health coaching. And you can also save 30% off of my course, Healthy Inside and Out. So on this call, we're just going to talk about your goals, your struggles. We're going to see if we're fit. It's a no pressure call. You can do it by telephone. You can do it as a video call, whatever you're comfortable with. Because just like my client recently told me, she had waited a while to set up a call with me. I think literally like 6 months. But she's so happy she's now working with me because she feels like she's headed in the right direction. Her body is feeling better. Her stomach is slimming down, and her mindset and how she thinks about food, exercise, nutrition, her body, her self-esteem has dramatically changed. So if you guys are looking for a change and you need help to get unstuck, set up that call with me and take advantage of this sale. Hi, friends, and welcome to the Healthy Beyond 40 Show. I'm Michelle, mom of four and military wife, and I'm passionate about helping women get healthy from the inside out so they can feel better and live their best life. Do you feel like you're struggling to lose weight and get in shape? If you're ready to develop healthier habits, exercise consistently, and lose weight sustainably, then you're in the right place. I combine my expertise from my doctorate in physical therapy to my experience as a health coach, personal trainer, and yoga teacher to bring you actionable steps for a healthy lifestyle. No magic pill here, so lace up those shoes and get moving. All right, so let's dig into learning about our core today. So right off the bat, I want to bust this myth. If you are looking to slim your waist, lose weight around your stomach, it's not about training your core. That might be a little helpful, but if you're really looking to lose weight in your stomach, it goes back to your diet and your nutrition. Those are going to be way bigger factors. Your movement, your overall exercise, because when we have more muscle mass on our arms and our legs, our glutes, all these other places, that's going to help to increase our metabolism. I want you guys to definitely learn how to train your core, but I want to just be clear with you that if you're looking to lose that weight, you have to focus on eating healthy and really dialing in that nutrition. And to go along with nutrition, especially for women as we're getting older, insulin resistance can be more common. And sometimes when our body starts to become more insulin resistant, that can be a little more weight specifically around our stomach. So we want to make sure that we're dialing in our blood sugar and eating in a really blood sugar friendly way so we're not getting these blood sugar spikes that eventually makes our body become insulin resistant. So if you guys want to learn a little bit more about blood sugar, I'm going to put a link in the description down below to a few other podcast episodes. So let's go over our core. So in general, I'm not going to name every muscle type here, but when we think of our core or stomach, we think of those six-pack muscles that go along the front of our stomach. And then below that, so we have our hip bones, so on right and left side. And across that is a really important muscle called the transverse abdominis. So this muscle helps to bring our six-pack muscles together. So that six-pack, there's that line that goes down the middle. And what this transverse abdominis does is it helps to bring those parts together, which make our core strong. So we always think of that six-pack muscle, but this lower abdominal muscle is really the powerhouse of our stomach. Then we have some muscles that go along our side, and they also connect to our back muscles. So our back is part of our core too. So we don't want to just train our stomach muscles. We want to also train our back muscles because these connect to the front of our stomach. And we want to do this to prevent injury. So we always hear of people blowing out their back. Maybe they sneeze and then they blew out their back. And it goes back to, we want to make sure we strengthen our whole core, front and back, that we're using good positions when we go to pick up things. We don't want to bend and have this big rounded spine when we're lifting up something heavy from the floor. We want to be able to bend our knees and squat down, or we can sort of do like the seesaw teeter-totter thing where maybe you're on one leg and you're keeping your back straight and you sort of go forward and you lift your other leg up like a warrior three if you guys are familiar with yoga. So it's important when we are training our core that we are incorporating all these muscles because they work together. It's not just that six-pack muscle when we're thinking of our stomach. There's all these different muscles that connect and work together because we want to be functional. So we want to be able to pick things up, put things overhead. We want all these muscles to work together because that's what real life is about. So as before, I was telling you about the transverse abdominis. So that's that lower abdominal muscle that brings those six-pack muscles together. So it's pretty common during pregnancy and after to have a split in those abdominal muscles, diastasis recti. And this is normal when you are pregnant and your belly is expanding, those muscles become further apart. So it's really important post-pregnancy to make sure that you're training these abdominal muscles to be able to bring those back together and that you're not doing the wrong things either to keep splitting it. But this isn't exclusive to postpartum women. This I have seen in men. I have also seen in kids that I have worked with. So we really need to learn how to activate our core right and not do things that tend to pull that apart. Because when those abdominal muscles are pulled apart, our core is weaker. We are not as strong. So some things that we typically want to avoid for the most part is sit-ups. Like if you're really strong and you know how to contract your lower abdominal to sit up, you can do it. But honestly, after my fourth kid, he is now 6 years old, I don't do any sit-ups. And I don't even do crunches. So if I'm in like a yoga class where they're doing that, I'll just typically like keep my head on the ground and work. Usually they're having you do something with your legs. I'll just do that lower abdominal part. So we want to avoid those sit-ups, those crunching, because if we don't know how to contract our lower abdominal muscles, it's just going to continue to pull them apart. You also want to avoid breath holding. So it does get hard when you're working your stomach muscles. Those muscles are contracted. And when they're contracted, we can't expand our belly. So when we do a normal deep belly breath, our belly expands on the inhale, and on the exhale, it shrinks in. So we can't do that when we have our ab muscles contracted. But we want to make sure that we're not holding our breath, that we are still breathing. So it gets really easy to do when you're doing core work to hold the breath. So make sure that you are aware of this. Also, it's really important that you go through a progression of exercises that really teaches you how to control your core. So you don't really get this in most places. You don't get this when you go to a random workout class or when you're pulling up a video on YouTube. So you really have to learn how to first do a pelvic tilt. So I'm going to explain this. But also know that I have a free 5-day core challenge. So I'm going to put this in the link. It's 5 minutes a day. It's going to show you, you're going to have videos of how to do this exercise. And it's also going to start to teach you a progression of exercises for your abs. So you can do it 5 days in a row. You can also spread this challenge out. So maybe you're just doing day one, 3 times the first week, and then maybe the next week you go on to it. So it doesn't have to be 5 days in a row. But when you're doing core work, any core work, you have to be able to do a pelvic tilt. So what this is, it's contracting that transverse abdominis that I was telling you about, that lower abdominal muscle that goes hip to hip bone and brings together our abdominal muscles. So a great way to start to do this exercise is to lie on your back with your knees bent. So if you're going to do yoga, it looks like right before you're going to go into a bridge pose. But this is a lot different than a bridge pose. Very different muscles. So I like to have, if it feels comfortable, to put your fingertips just below your lower back so that you can feel this. So what you're going to do is you're going to contract those lower abdominal muscles by pushing your low back into the mat or your fingertips if they're there. And when you're doing this, you want to sort of, with the other hand, tap the back of the leg muscles and the glutes because we don't want to use those. We want this movement to come just from our stomach muscles. And it's a really small movement. So if you can feel your glutes or the back of your legs are activating, you got to go smaller. It's a small movement. Nobody should really be able to see exactly what you're doing. It's going to be very small. So doing this pelvic tilt is activating that lower abdominal muscle, zipping together our six-pack muscles. So this is the basis. So anytime you're doing any other ab exercise, you have to do this first. So you have to think pelvic tilt and then, okay, I'm going to move my legs with this. Or pelvic tilt, whatever it is, this has to be first because this helps to really pull all those stomach muscles together. So you can also then do this exercise in sitting in different places. It's just a little bit easier lying on your back to start gaining awareness because it's a really small movement. So again, if you want to see this exercise and really learn a progression that you can do on your own, check out my free 5-day core challenge. And this is something I incorporate in with all my personal training clients because a lot of times when we do ab exercises, following other things, they go really advanced and you don't have to. My abs are the strongest they have ever been. And this is after 4 kids. I do not have any split between my abdominal muscles. And this is because I have followed this progression and I do avoid sit-ups. There's no reason for me to do it when I have all these other ab and core workouts I can do. For example, planks can be a great core workout, but if you can't do this pelvic tilt, you shouldn't be doing planks. You have to progress your way to a plank. You can't just do them. All right, friends, I hope that this was helpful, and I hope that it makes you think about your core workout differently, or maybe motivates you to get started working on that core. And remember, I have that sale right now where you can save 30% off, and this includes my personal training. I use my personal training app where I customize workouts just for you to do on your own time. These are not live workouts, but they are custom. There are videos by me. We get to set up habits so we can check in. We can send each other messages. We can send each other video clips if you're like, I'm doing this exercise. Am I doing this correctly? And this personal training app makes personal training so budget friendly because if you're doing live personal training sessions, they really add up and you really need to be doing strength training 3 times a week to consistently build that muscle and keep that muscle. So if you're looking for some help when it comes to exercise, I would love to chat with you and see if we're a fit and get you started on a program that focuses on learning how to exercise and move your body correctly so that you can prevent injury, so that you can be strong. And you can also keep things simple, 30 minutes or less, guys. All right, friends, keep on moving, and I hope you guys have a great day.